Joined here by head coach Glenn O'Neill. And coach, congratulations on the victory. A nice win for your team on the road in a tough place for you guys usually here. But after that, it was neck and back and forth early on. You guys really took control in that 11-0 run and never looked back.
Oh, we played well. I mean, the kids shot well, and defense was pretty solid all the way throughout most of the game. And, you know, you put those two together and usually have a, you know, pretty good opportunity for success.
And the success started down low. Drew Kite really had his way tonight. Whoever he was up against tonight had 22 points and made it look effortlessly. And Brett O'Neill, what a good game from the field, dishing out the assist as well, and had 18 points. And that he had a well-rounded ball game tonight.
He's been staying after and shooting. So, I mean, you know, that's kind of the key to getting out and going a little bit is, you know, those extra reps. And you know, we got a lot of guys that, you know, stay after and shoot. And, you know, they practice hard. We did a lot of shooting on Wednesday. Kind of went with like a preseason practice as far as, you know, working on individual moves and working on, you know, basic fundamentals on the offensive end. You know, Thursday was more of a team practice, while Wednesday was more of a breakdown. And, you know, at this time of the year, I think you can do those things unless you're playing somebody brand new that you're not real familiar with.
Well, it seemed like in the ball game, Ulysses wanted to slow the pace down a little bit, be more methodical, more patient with the basketball, and they did for a while the first couple minutes of the ball game. And then you guys really turned up the intensity on defense or the pressure, and it really forced Ulysses into doing or getting out of their game, and you guys forced your game on them, and that was really the key to the big blowout victory.
Oh, we did. I mean, you know, the first couple of possessions for them on offense, you know, not only did they take their time, but they also, you know, They rebounded well. They probably got two or three, and they kind of got us out of position. Then, you know, once you get a team in bad position on the boards, you can get as many shots as you want until you either knock it down or, you know, knock it out of bounds. So, you know, offensive rebounds are kind of deceiving sometimes just because, you know, they got three offensive rebounds, but I don't think they got any points on a couple of possessions like that.
You got their leading scorer, Nathan Medina, in foul trouble. He finished with just 6 points, but 4 points through three quarters. And Traeger Rodriguez had a tough night early on. He got going a little bit in that second quarter, but those two are really the key to their offense.
How they are, and then number four Barlow coming off the bench. Yeah. He shot the ball real well against us both games.
Yes.
I think he hit what, four threes tonight, maybe five threes in the first game. We played him at four, so he probably likes to see Scott City on jerseys when he's getting ready to shoot the ball.
Well, you guys get a nice victory here tonight, 72-47, and you move on Tuesday. You have Tuesday, Friday at home, Saturday on the road at Great Bend, but it starts off with the Goodland Cowboys on Tuesday night.
And Goodland's playing better. I mean, they've won some games, and they got the Smith kid back in the post, giving some more size. And, you know, they've, you know, got a couple of shooters in the Twins. So, you know, last year they played us pretty well in one of the games, and in a couple of the other games, you know, kind of so-so. But, you know, it's that time of the year where, you know, even if you're way ahead, you play your starters just a little bit longer just to make sure, you know, that their legs are going with the game stuff. And you got to get people on a roll, got to keep them going.
A nice win for you once again tonight, Coach, 72-47. And thanks again, Coach, for joining us here, and we'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, thanks.